16 cities pray you through on FM 90.3 WJTL. It is 4:46. The Celtic Martins are with us in the studio this hour. MartinFamilyBand.net. And I know you have a lot of festivals that you play, and you have some coming up. Do you have some favorites, or
unfortunately, the one we're playing this weekend is kind of out of the area. It's in Tyrone, which is out by Altoona. And it's... we've been doing it for a couple of years. It's our first outdoor event. So I'm really liking the weather forecast, because we play Friday night and Saturday morning outside. And we've done this where they've set up a tent. And we had some heaters in the tent, but there's a video on YouTube that somebody took where it's just dumping snow. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. We have stuff coming up in the area. You can check our website. We have all our stuff listed there. The Dills Celtic Fest in Dillsburg, that's April the 13th. And the Kutztown Folk Festival is always fun, and that's in July. Runs from June 29 to July 7, actually. It's a 9-day event, and we're there. I think we're there all 9 days again this year.
Wow.
So, play twice a day. So, anyway. But anyway, there's other events.
Do you have a favorite festival you've ever played?
I don't know. There's a lot of them that we enjoy. We really like Kutztown. I would say of the Celtic festivals, and there's lots of them that I have good memories of, and We do the Burke's Celtic Fest locally, the Rose and Shamrock, which we were kind of promoting when we were here in the Kentucky break.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. And I really enjoy the one down in Dandridge, Tennessee. It's a small festival, maybe about 5,000 people come out to that one. But just a great small town atmosphere, and always a lot of good memories, wonderful people there as well. So it's fun.
And actually, if anybody is listening and they want to book you for an event coming up, just go to your website.
Is that the best thing to do? Yeah, the contact information is there.
Okay. MartinFamilyBand.net.
Yeah, CelticMartins.com. And then the web email address is Martin7@MartinFamilyBand.net.
All right. And I know we have a couple shout-outs that we have to give.
I'd like to say hi to my husband, Ben, and my best friend, Tiffany, and my little student, Marion. Thanks, guys, for listening.
To give a shout out to my friend Elsie Smith.
And we don't want to forget the two of our family that aren't here, Emily and Brian. I hope you're listening.
They better be, right?
I'd like to shout out my girlfriend Hannah from Zach. She's working at the library, so she can't be listening right now, unfortunately.
You have to be quiet in the library, right?
Yeah.
All right, and you're gonna do something else for us?
We're gonna do a tune here that is written by Natalie McMaster, who is just a phenomenal Cape Breton fiddler who's been very, very influential in the lives of my fiddling kids, been very inspirational. And so this is a tune that she wrote. This is a volcanic jig. Thank you.
Martins on WJTL. Thank you so much, everybody, for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know, especially this week before St. Patty's Day and dropping by the studio. Yeah, this has been great. I know some of you were at ABC 27 this morning.
That was Christy.
Yeah, doing the rounds. It's the media tour, right? Yeah. Well, again, thank you so much. And martinfamilyband.net for more information and to book you and all that other good stuff.
It's all there. So.
And happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you and to all your listeners.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having us.
We have a Jamie Kimmett song for you now. This is Prize Worth Fighting For on WJTL. It's for...